Hello and welcome to another Pastor's Roundtable. This is Ronnie Hull hosting today for Josh Squires. With me is David Lawton, Derek Thomas, and Gabe Fleur. We've got an interesting question today. Recently, what doctrine has meant the most to you? So, Derek, can we start with you?
Well, first of all, I want to correct something that was said in the last podcast that I was absent, that I was on vacation. What? I was actually writing a book. So I told Josh I want this corrected. I don't want our people to think I'm constantly on vacation. So, you know, this question only came to me in the last 20 seconds. And I thought of that scoundrel, Karl Barth, and he is a scoundrel. And he was asked this question one time. I think it was in the United States that he was asked the question, what was the most profound theological thought he had ever had? And he replied, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Now, I'm staggered that he would have said that as an answer, but it's a good answer. And in this season, in this wretched COVID season, it is the sustaining love of Christ for me, that he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but emptied himself all the way to the cross for me, that my name is written on the Lamb's Book of Life. That is my assurance in Christ, and that the eternal, unchanging, everlasting, unbreakable, unquenchable love of Christ for me, a worm.
That's wonderful. So simple, but something we will never get used to. David?
Absolutely. I've been thinking during COVID especially about the glorious truth of our union with our Savior Jesus, our glorious Lord, that we united to him by faith, not just only a legal union. There is an experiential aspect that flows from that union with him in terms of the reality of life during these COVID days. So it somewhat parallels, corollary to what Dr. Thomas was just saying about fellowship that we enjoy, that I enjoy with my Savior. He is ever faithful to his gracious and true promises. You know, he's the one who will never leave us, never leave me or forsake me at times when my schedule is disrupted or when things might be frustrating due to COVID reality, to know of my Savior and that he is also, I'm united to him and he's praying for me, pleading his righteous wounds and his glorious righteousness before the Father. It just does great encouragement for my own heart and life and soul. You know, I've done some reading and rereading even of John Calvin and some of what he has written on our union with Christ. And what a great joy and blessing. What a marvelous Savior we have in our Savior Jesus. And to think that this worm is united to him and that in his grace he has set his gracious love upon me is an incredible thing to consider.
Wow. Thank you, David. Yeah, especially in this time where everything is thrown out of whack, that our marriage with Jesus is so firm. Gabe, how about you?
Well, I just want to start by saying that I completely agree with Derek's assessment of Barton.
I knew you would.
He was a scoundrel and a serial adulterer. So, anyway, I'll get my thoughts to better things now. I think for me, and Derek probably didn't remember this, but one of the first times I heard him preach 16 years ago was in Jackson, Mississippi, on the sovereignty of God. And I believed it as a fairly new Christian at that point and knew about it. But then when I heard it preached by Derek and then really started to dig into that and think about it, ever since then, it's been one of the most sustaining things that I think any of us could ever hold on to through any season. And I was reminded of this just studying the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus tells us to stop and consider the world being sustained by God. And he says, observe that and take it in and reason from it. Martin Lloyd-Jones, who was a great preacher of the last century, said about that. He said, Christianity is about reasoning from what God has told us about himself and looking to the world and seeing that if he sustains birds, we're much more valuable than birds. And he'll do the same for us. So I think especially during this season, it's so good to be reminded that every single molecule and every single mutation and every single strain of COVID that's ever going to come along or whatever the next virus is sovereignly under the providence of God. And he's not just powerful, but he loves us. And that's the thing. If it's just powerful, he's just sovereign, it'll crush us, right? Because then you're just like, okay, he's this despot and he's going to crush me. It doesn't matter what I do. But it's not that. It's he's sovereign and he loves us. And going back to what Derek and David both said, you know, Derek with the love of Christ and then our union with Christ. Therefore, putting all that together with the sovereignty of God, you have this unshakable hope. And my only thing is I was reading in 2 Peter 1, and I just noted that at least three times the Greek verb remember is in that first chapter. And so I need to remember these things. And my life and the life of my family would be so much better if I did.
Mm. Maybe that's better food for thought than politics. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for these thoughts of the love of Jesus and our union with Christ and your complete sovereignty over every event and facet of the universe. That we are kept in the palms of your hands, and no one can snatch us away. Father, we ask for your continued blessing upon our sweet congregation, and especially those who are still at home and longing to be back. And we pray for a speedy end to this season. So hear us, Lord, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, gentlemen.